voices on that furniture that went out to Bonnie Walper's?
No.
Well, they were around here yesterday. Charlene's parents are coming to Atlanta week after next.
Not just her parents, her whole family.
All 10 brothers and sisters?
Yeah, and their wives and husbands and kids. It's gonna be a regular hillbilly holiday. They're bringing a bus up from Poplar Bluff, some sort of Baptist convention or something.
Where are they all gonna stay?
I don't know, Mary Jo. I don't ask questions like that. I don't want some hillbilly tent city on my lawn.
For heaven's sake, just because they're from the Ozarks doesn't mean they're uncivilized.
Easy for you to say. You weren't tied to a tree in Deliverance.
You all are just never gonna believe what's happened to me. Just guess.
Your entire family's coming to Atlanta.
I know! I'm so excited! That's not it. Well, I was at this party last night, okay? And these friends of mine who know I like to sing start badgering me. But I don't like to do it, you know, unless I have my brother Robert to accompany me on guitar, you know, like when we used to perform for the JCs. Anyway, they just kept on and on, so finally I did Stand By Your Man a cappella. And when it was over, this guy comes up to me. He says, honey, he says, you couldn't know this, but you're about to become a big recording star. And I'm the one who's going to make it happen.
And you believe that?
Julia, he's a big record producer from Nashville. His name's Galen King.
Charlene, legitimate record producers don't just hear somebody sing one song at a party and tell them they're going to be a big star.
I'd be very happy to have him manage me.
Manage you?
Well, sure. I'm going to have someone to help me get started.
Anthony, did you deliver that sectional sofa out of Felicia Max?
Yes, I did.
Good, because she called and wondered where you were.
Well, that's because she wanted me to have lunch with her. Excuse me, but I do not care to be caught fooling around with the wife of a defensive tackle for the Atlanta Falcons.
Did you get the impression that she was lonely?
Yes, I did. Especially when she answered the door naked.
She didn't.
Oh, yes, she did.
Anthony, what did you do?
I fell to my knees and I begged for mercy. I said, please don't do this to me. I have seen Wendell Mack. His teeth are bigger than my face.
What I don't understand is why these things are always happening to you and Charlene.
Wait a minute. How did I get into this? I don't think I have that many things happen to me.
Charlene, get serious. Name me one other person who has been in 9 automobile accidents and had a pet struck by lightning.
What's your point?
My point is that maybe somehow you and Anthony inadvertently bring trouble on yourselves.
Oh, I don't think that's true. You think that's true, Mary Jo?
You were the only one who went to Furniture Mart that got hijacked.
Oh, and this is my fault because a man I've never met before sits down next to me and says, tonight we dance in Havana.
All I'm saying is that it's always something. And this Galen King person, whoever he is going to turn out to be another big disaster. I can smell it a mile away. Everything will be in an uproar for days. Lifeboats will be brought out. Everyone will be screaming. We're all going to die. All I'm saying is just this once. When trouble knocks at our door, couldn't we just tell trouble to fold it in 5 corners and put it where the sun don't shine, okay?
Yeah. But you be the one to say it.
May I help you?
Yes, I'm Wendell Mack. I'm looking for Anthony Bouvier.
You see, this is a perfect example of what I was talking about. Anthony is sent out to deliver a sectional sofa, and now it's going to end in bloodshed.
She's having kind of a rough day. I'm Anthony. How are you, Wendell? I can't tell you how much I admire you. You're my favorite Falcon.
Get up.
Okie dokie.
I may be big, but I'm not dumb. I graduated in the top 10% of my class, and I'm smart enough to figure out when some guy has insulted me and my wife. We have an understanding, see? I live my life, she lives hers. The only thing I make sure of is that she's happy and satisfied. Now, what I want to know is, where does a little punk like you get off turning down someone like Felicia?
Well, I just thought that...
I don't care what you thought. I'm just giving you a warning. The next time my wife comes on to you, you better figure out a way to put a smile on her face. Do we understand each other?
Boy, I sure hope so.
Good. Then I trust we won't have to do this again. Ladies?
Something about that didn't sound right.
Hi. I'm Galen King.
Hi, Galen. Come on in.
Yes, Mr. King, we've been expecting you. Unfortunately, we're all very busy, so I'd appreciate it if you'd just go ahead and do whatever it is you're going to do.
Like what?
Like cheat us, rob us, kill us. Just get it over with.
Julia! Galen, this is my friend, Julia Sugarbaker. She has a few reservations about all this. Did you find us okay?
Are you kidding? I'm an old Georgia boy. Atlanta's my turf. In fact, I throw a big bash every year for Waylon Jennings over at the Al Edco Club. They call it Waylon and Galen together again.
Galen, this is Mary Jo Shavley.
Hi, how are you doing?
This is Suzanne Sugarbaker.
Hello.
Hey, has anyone ever told you you look like Vivian Leigh?
Yes, I have. I get that all the time.
and this is Anthony Bouvier.
Anthony, how you doing? Here's a space shuttle keychain compliments of me. I'm on the list to go up.
Galen, they're a little concerned that you might be, you know, just taking me for a ride. So, you know, I thought if you could explain a little bit more about what you have in mind.
Oh, sure, Charlene, I'd be glad to. What you want is a little reassurance from me that I'm not going to be taking advantage of your friend Charlene here. Well, I'm not going to lie to you. It's going to cost some bucks up front. It's going to cost $2,000, to be exact.
It is?
Yeah, and that's just to get in the door. Now, that gets you a couple of songs in a local club with a couple of talent scouts, which, incidentally, is going to happen right away. I think we need to test the waters. And it also is going to get you one no-frills demo tape, and I'm going to waive my manager fee until we make it big.
Well, that sounds fair.
Speaking of making it big, can you believe that, Billy Vera? Now, is that a great song or what? You know, I tried to tell him 4 years ago, I would get down on my knees and kiss the ground that you walk on if I could just hold you again.
Galen, that's fantastic! I didn't know you could do that. I'm serious. You should sing yourself. You should.
Oh, no way. I'm not a star. I'm a star maker. You know, it's been a long time since somebody made me sit up and take notice the way Charlene here did. And I'm not just talking about singing. Good singers are a dime a dozen. She's just got it. You know? That undefinable spark that reaches out and grabs you like Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn, all the great ones. And hey, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm not even saying it's for sure going to happen. I'm only saying I'm going to give it my very best shot. And if I don't, I hope I'm struck by lightning.
You could get your wish. Her dog was struck by lightning. You know, I was thinking last night about Charlene, about, you know, how she always gives everybody the benefit of a doubt, and things happen to her, because once she gets on a track, she just doesn't notice anything else. I mean, you know, she's like those women you read about in the National Enquirer. You know, the ones who don't know they're pregnant? One day they're just sitting around sipping on a soda or something, and all of a sudden they look down and say, my stars, would you look at that? I just had a baby. That's Charlene.
Anthony, now, you're an expert on low lifes and con men. Tell me, do you think there's any chance that this Galen person could be on the up and up?
Remember that fertilizer commercial where some dude skied down Bandini Mountain?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy is the John Claude Keeley of Bandini Mountain.
Anthony, where are you going?
I'm going out to Felicia and Wendell Mack's house to pick up that furniture she's returning. Why you think I'm wearing my jeans with a double lock zipper?
Hi, Anthony.
Oh, hey, Charlie. Looking good.
Thank you. Galen gets these Tony Lama boots for 50% off in case you guys want any.
No, thank you.
Well, I guess that's unanimous. Listen, babe, I gotta run. I'll see you at practice later, okay?
Okay.
Oh, thank you for my rhinestone tie clip.
You're welcome.
Charlene, are you giving this person presents now? Charlene, don't you see what's happening here? He's bilking you.
No, he's not. I bought him that tie clip for the debut. I mean, there'd be a lot of important people there from Nashville. I mean, he has to look good, too.
Well, I just don't understand how you got so obsessed with this all of a sudden anyway.
I've always talked about being a singer. Daddy says I'm just like my mother. We both have that same faraway look in our eye. And Mom used to get up on Saturday mornings when she couldn't take another day of us kids, you know. She'd get in her car and she'd drive all the way to the Grand Ole Opry alone. You see, that was her dream, to be on stage there.
Is that why this is so important to you, because of your family?
Well, I'm crazy enough to try it anyway, but when I found out they were coming to see me, it just sort of made up my mind for me. Y'all don't know what it's like, being the oldest of 11 children. You feel responsible. I remember this one time when we lived just outside Poplar Bluff. Robert and I went to the bank, you know, with Daddy to get a loan. They kept us waiting for over 2 hours, and Daddy just sat there with his hat in his hand. Finally, this Mr. Chalmers stood up, and he said, "Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Frazier, I don't see how we could possibly secure a loan for a man who can't even keep his children in shoes." And I looked down, and Robert had this big hole in the end of his shoe, you know, that he'd stuck newspapers in. And I'll never forget it. It said, "Nixon resigns." Anyway, Daddy just stood up and he said, "Mr. Chalmers," he said, "my children may not have the best shoes, but you can count on each one of them growing up and doing just a little bit better than me. And if each one of them has even half the kids I've had, they'll be 66 strong. So I can only hope you're as self-sufficient as we are fertile, because you just turned down half the town."
That's a wonderful speech.
Yeah, well, we still didn't get the loan. I just vowed right then and there, you know, that someday I'd make my daddy so proud he'd never have to hold his hat in his hand again.
We've never had a family of 27 for cocktails.
Gee, I don't know why you're going to all this trouble for anyway. They're probably bringing their own moonshine.
Gosh, Suzanne, you know this is Charlene's special night and everything's just got to be perfect.
Okay, everybody, guess who's here?
We know who's here. Get in here.
Mama, Daddy, this is Mary Jo. These are my parents, Ione Frazier, Norval Bud Frazier.
So nice to meet you, Mr. Frazier.
Now, please, call me Bud.
Mary Jo, how are you? Just seems like we've known you for so long.
Well, I feel like I just know you, too.
And this is Julia.
How do you do?
Oh, we can't thank you enough for inviting us.
Yeah, that's right. You're a brave person.
Well, I consider Charlene's family coming to town a major social occasion.
Listen, when you ask us over, it isn't a social occasion, it's a commitment.
It's more than that. It's a Barbara Mandrell Christmas special.
And then this is Suzanne.
Suzanne, it's nice to meet you.
Now, you're the one who calls us hillbillies, right?
Oh, well, I... Charlene.
Oh, it's okay. Daddy likes being called a hillbilly, don't you, Daddy?
Well, I've been called worse.
So have I.
Oh, Mama, Daddy, this is Anthony Bouvier. He supervises all our deliveries.
Well, pleased to meet you, young fella.
Mama, I have to go to the bathroom.
Now, Harold Thomas, we're not going to start that. We have seen the inside of every stuffy's between here and Poplar Bluff.
Oh, that's all right. Come on, I'll show you where it is.
Isn't he a doll?
He's my baby.
No, we wouldn't have had so many, but we didn't figure out till the first six what was causing this.
Dad! It's my fault. I just love babies. About the time I get one up walking and talking, well, I want me another one.
Mama. Okay, everybody, just so you know, here we go. These are my sisters, Marlene and Harlene and Darlene. This is Darlene's husband, Joe, and their kids, Joe Jr., Becky and Don. This is Harlene's husband, Dennis, and their kids, Mindy and Danny and Jess and Edward Lee. And these are my brothers, Frank, Dwayne, Odell, Robert, Virgil, and Billy Hugh. This is Frank's wife, Velma, who's expecting. And this is Dwayne's wife, Emily, who's expecting. And their kids, Margaret Ann and Dwayne Jr. This is Robert's wife, Cynthia, and their kids, Buford and Brenda and Bobby Ray. And I think you've met Harold Thomas. Okay, well, I hate to do this, but I gotta run. I gotta meet Galen at the club and change my clothes.
Bye, baby. Bye. You get an encore. You sing something your mom and I can dance to.
Okay, Daddy. Bye.
See you later.
Anthony. There's a red Ferrari out front and Wendell Max in it.
Did you do something to his wife again?
No, I didn't do anything to his wife. That's probably why he's here.
Hey! I thought the last time I was here, we understood each other. And now you go and insult my wife again? You're starting to make me mad.
Excuse me, but are you just completely uncouth or what? Can't you see we're having a family reunion here?
These are my parents, for crying out loud. My brothers and sisters, their wives and husbands, and all their children. And I don't think they drove all the way down here from Poplar Bluff, Missouri, just to look at your ugly face.
What? This is your family?
That's exactly right. And these are my brothers. I just call them Bubba. They go crazy if anybody tries to hurt me.
What is this, some kind of joke?
No, it's no joke. My mama died when I was 2. And these good people adopted me. You don't believe me? Let me introduce you. Wendell Mack, my parents. Bud and Ione Frazier. My sisters, Marlene, Darlene, and Harlene. Darlene's husband, Joe, their children, Joe Jr., Don, and Becky. Harlene's husband, Dennis, and their children, Mindy, Jess, Danny, and Edward Lee. These are my brothers, Frank, Dwayne, Robert, Odell, Virgil, and Billy Hugh. Frank's wife, Velma, who's expected. Dwayne's wife, Emily, who's expected. Their children, Dwayne Jr. and Margaret Ann. Robert's wife, Cynthia, and their children, Buford, Brenda, and Bobby Ray. And of course, our baby, Hal Thomas. Now, if you would care to join us for a glass of punch, we would be glad to have you. That is, if it's okay with Mom and Dad.
That's up to you, son.
No, I didn't mean to bust up the party. I'll see myself out.
Right.
Whoa. Anthony, that was very impressive.
I've skied Bandini Mountain a few times myself.
Everybody.
Everybody's gone. The owner's in his office. He just happened to be here.
Well, what about the show?
There's not going to be a show. They're closed till the spring for remodeling.
Well, what about Galen?
He never showed up.
Well, who's Galen?
He was supposed to be my manager. I gave him several $1,000 because I believed he was sincere.
Oh, honey, you have always trusted people. When she was little, she would invite anyone who knocked on our door in for supper. We had more meals with Jehovah's Witnesses, Fuller Brushmen, and Avon ladies than anyone in America.
Several $1,000.
I know, Daddy, it's stupid. Julia's right. I shouldn't be allowed to date men, drive cars, or be around lightning.
Several $1,000? Ione, I think I'm going to need my heart medicine.
It's okay, Daddy. I've learned my lesson. I'll never trust anyone again.
Charlene?
Where have you been?
Where you think I've been?
Well, I don't know, Galen, knowing you, the moon.
The moon? She's saying that because I'm slated to go into space.
You got that right.
Why don't you just let me and the Bubbas take him out back?
Can we hang on a minute? I believe this belongs to you.
What's this?
It's the rest of your money. We spent $700.
You never intended for me to sing anywhere, did you? All those nights practicing, all those stories about me being a big star, I believed in you.
I know, that's why I came back.
What?
I've been working on this circuit a long time, and you're the first person who ever took me completely on faith. So I was driving out of town, and I never felt so bad in my life. And suddenly, I heard the voice of Jimmy Swaggart in my ear. He's a personal friend, and he said, Galen, you have done a low and terrible thing. I beseech you to go now and return all the worldly goods to one who has been so childlike and believing of you.
Helen, that was wonderful. Isn't he good? You could be a preacher.
Charlene, you've got to stop being this way. Somebody's going to take advantage of you.
I think somebody has.
Oh, now what's wrong?
I'm short $200.
I spent it, okay? I didn't say I was perfect. Oh, now, anyway, if you want it back, I can put you into this great chain letter. Now, most of them are hokey, but this one is for special people.
Galen.
Yeah?
Get out.
Right. Listen, I'm going to have to close up here. Boy, you weren't kidding about meeting some people.
Well, it's my family. All my family.
Excuse me. How much would you charge to open up this place tonight?
Well, we're not prepared. The bar's locked up.
We're not interested in the bar, just the stage.
Julia!
Well, I guess I could do that. For the right price. But all I got is soft drinks.
Wonderful. Put it on my tab.
I can fly to Paris. Oh, that's at my beck and call. Why do I go through life with nothing at all? But when I dream, I dream of you. Maybe someday it will come true. But when I dream of you. Maybe someday it will come true. I love you, Mom. When I dream of you. Maybe someday it will come true. But when I dream.